going to start on Netflix. This is a new drama series, Ripley, which arrives on Thursday, the 4th of April. And here's a clip.
What line of work are you in, Tom?
Accounting.
You're a very hard man to find.
He came to Italy, moved into Dickie's house. He just wouldn't go away.
You like art, Tom? You're in the right place.
8 episodes in this one. A lot of people will be familiar with the film The Talented Mr. Ripley, which starred Matt Damon, Jude Law, and Gwyneth Paltrow. That came out in 1999. And was very, very good, and is based on a Patricia Highsmith book. So this is a series based on the same story, starring the brilliant Andrew Scott, who shone in various things, including Sherlock as Moriarty, and he played the hot priest in Fleabag, didn't he? He's been in the cinemas recently. So now he is playing Tom Ripley, who is a con artist, basically. And this, I've got to say, is really, really good. It's adapted by the guy who wrote the script for Schindler's List, the Spielberg film. And it's shot in black and white, and it looks absolutely stunning. We're in 1960s New York, and it goes into a lot more detail about Ripley's life before he gets involved with this family, the Greenleaf family. So he's kind of scraping by as a grifter, trying to con people out of money. He's living in this horrible kind of flop house. And because he's a bit older as well, I think it's a bit more poignant. His life is going absolutely nowhere. He didn't really seem to have any friends. And then he is contacted by this rich businessman, and people will remember the story that he asks, because Tom Ripley was at school with his son Dickie, played by the brilliant Johnny Flynn, he wants him to travel to Italy, where his son is sort of living the high life, to try and persuade him to come home. All of episode one is to do with Ripley's backstory, and then the meeting with the dad. So we're not going to get into the European trip till episode two, but it looks amazing. Scott is fantastic as Tom Ripley, because he's very kind of cautious and kind of canny and hard to read. And you sort of see him practicing in the mirror, kind of smiling and being charming. And this opportunity just falls in his lap, which will end up being life-changing. So I really liked the film. I thought it was superb. But in that, you just saw Ripley turning up at a wedding, I think, to play the piano, and then immediately the whole storyline about the trip to Italy kicks off. This gives you a lot more backstory very effectively, and I think, dare I say it, I actually think this is better than the film, though one doesn't have to be better than the other, does it? They're very different, but it's really, really good. What did you think, Hannah?
It is really good, because it's filmed in black and white, isn't it? And I'm not always a massive fan of that. I don't know why. It kind of, to me, it always seems a bit more hard going. But I think you're right. The fact that it's done in kind of episodes as opposed to a whole film makes it just that much better, because there's so much to take in. And, you know, at times kind of some, I suppose, difficult viewing, but kind of it's quite hard at times. So to me, it kind of broke that up. So from what I've seen so far, it's one that I will stick with for sure. And, you know, it has all the makings of something brilliant. You know, when you think of who the screenwriter is, and, you know, everybody involved in this, it's a massive production.